Leaders in tech are burning out at an absurd rate. Control-Alt-Delete with Lisa Drury is a no-BS conversation with one of the top female executives who spent over 25 years in Silicon Valley. If you're suffering from the always-on, never-good-enough, will-replace-you-today machine called the tech space, this show's for you. Here's Lisa.
Hello, everybody. If you want confidence and clarity, you want to lean in to this episode. I am so tickled pink is what I want to say, which sounds so cheesy, but I'm tickled pink. I am tickled pink, people. When we think about the universal principles of who we are on this planet, and we know in tech, we are always rewarded for our brilliance when it comes to the technical aspects of how we're wired, right? That is the magic sauce in tech. I just want to have you lean into a secret really quick. I want to tell you that there's more to you than your technical brilliance. And the planet, the people that you love, and those that you lead, they're looking for more of you than just your technical brilliance. And you're probably thinking, Lisa, I want to stop this episode right now. I don't have time for this. I'm just going to go do my job. Well, don't you dare. Don't you dare stop, because this episode is for you. If you're feeling a little stuck and, you know there's more to life than what's going on right now, this is for you if you're questioning your purpose. This is for you if you just want to, you know, make a good wage and not have to give any more of your soul and your heart to work. This is for you if you're navigating parenting or caring for someone in who's elder in your world and you're stuck at work too, trying to make it all work. I don't care what's going on in your life. You want to be on this episode. You want to listen in, because I have had some personal breakthroughs with the work that we're going to talk about today. And I also know from my interactions and just doing my research that, oh my gosh, we have such a treat for us today. So whether you're driving or you're running or you're hiding in the bathroom because you don't want anyone else to bug you right now, make sure you listen in, because we have with us today, Dr. Veronica. Oh my gosh. Dr. Veronica Anderson is here, everybody. Welcome to the show, Dr. Veronica.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, listen. We talk about burnout all the time, Dr. Veronica, whether you want to reboot your life, reboot your thinking, reboot your health. I know you get all that. And what I love so much about what you bring is you bring the Ivy League education and the Western medicine world and the soul work that you do together. And I'm just going to read this so everybody can really understand how lucky you are to have this time with Dr. Veronica. So she is a burnout recovery specialist and an intuitive. So Dr. Veronica Anderson is the best-selling author of 4 books. Get these titles, everybody, including Get the Respect You Deserve. Okay, if we are not already had there, we are ready. Get the Respect You Deserve, 7 Secrets to Getting Seen and Heard in Your Job and Your Relationships. Dr. Veronica transitioned from her own private practice as an ophthalmologist to a spiritual guide and transformational coach, delivering individual and group programs to help people overcome strange, rare, and peculiar issues. Anybody got that going on? I think so. Using her skills as an intuitive and her signature respect method, Dr. Veronica guides high-performing professional women on how to make successful career, health, and relationship transitions by learning the process to be their true self and be appreciated for that. So Dr. Veronica, I have to give you my own shout out first as we get started. So for those of you listening, Dr. Veronica put out an offer to me to be put through her process, the human design process. And I have to tell you, after, I don't know, would we talk an hour? Maybe we were supposed to talk 30, but we went an hour. So let me just warn you all. I had 2 awarenesses that really have shifted the way I'm showing up in my business and in my relationships. One had to do of how I make decisions and when, and the other had to do on how to use my voice and my passion for burnout recovery and prevention in tech and elevating hearts and heads combined as leaders. So I just want to let you know, I have personal experience. This is not just I'm reading a book and I had an author come on. No, people. I've done the work. So Dr. Veronica, thank you for being here. I'm honored that you're spending the time with this audience and with me. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so honored that you chose me, that you said yes to you.
And I know, right?
Because when people say yes, they're saying yes to themselves and sending a message to the universe that it's something that they care about. So that allows me to open up and do my core genius with and for you. So thank you.
Yes, yes. So let's jump right in, because I say yes to me and I'm saying yes to everybody listening in, and I just want to get in there with you. So decision-making. So when we think about people that are in tech and they're back-to-back meetings, heck, the pandemic's going on, all of these pressures, and really a lot of times they're feeling like, I can't even make a solid decision because I'm just always in meetings. So the end of the day, they go home, they, you know, do the family thing if they have one, fur babies, kids, whatever. And then, you know, here comes 9 o'clock at night and I better go answer all my emails and make these important decisions of the day. Let's talk about how to really get clear on decision-making so that people aren't burning out and they can really feel good that they're making solid decisions. Like, what's the insight here as far as what you've seen and what you do?
So part of what I do, I created this respect method from coaching clients to get real results. And the S in respect stands for surrender to spirit. And this is the little bit that you experience on our time together. Mm-hmm. And part of that surrender to spirit is knowing who you are spiritually and how you're spiritually wired, your spiritual DNA. And so I use in that human design, which is an energetic process, which you are born with, which you inherit, which you can actually see. Mm-hmm. And if you look at your parents and you look at your kids, you're going to see the similarities. You're going to say, how did that happen? It's because in the quantum physics neutrino universe, we are all affected. If you believe in space and all that, you know, one of the favorites, Elon Musk, is flying and they're landing, you know, they helicopter from Mars, you know, to see the helicopter right? on Mars yesterday. Yeah. Love space. I love space.
Seriously.
Those planets affect our body, which is 70% water. It affects who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's one piece of it. So let's just say all this comes together to create you, the unique you. Just like you have a unique physical DNA, you have a unique spiritual DNA. You have a path. And there's a lot of information, just like in those base pairs, there's all this information that makes you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's all this information in your spiritual DNA that you can use. And part of that is learning what your type is and what your decision process is, what works for you when you're in the flow. So that's what we talked about when we were on your session, that Lisa's what's called a generator.
I'm a generator.
She's mentally like work. So if you've ever worked with her and she work. That's because you have that sacral motor center. Mm-hmm. And all this may be new to you, but I know a lot of people are into spirituality and all this today. So a lot of what I'm saying, you might've heard these words before, but you have a sacral motor center that drives you. That's the vitality to life.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who want to know, that's also the center that's about sexuality too. So if you get with a generator sexually, oh my gosh, you just hold onto your feet, hold onto your seat. Okay. But it's an on-off center that responds to yes or no questions. So I said to Lisa, ask yourself yes or no questions. Don't ask yourself open-ended questions and check in. Is it a yes or is it a no? And realize that a no can become a yes and a yes can become a no. So if you are a generator and you have burned out, you're probably saying yes to something's a no.
Now, exactly.
If you also experience burnout, you may be a non-energy type like me, no sacral motor center. I'm what's called a projector. And there's also manifestors and reflectors. That's some of the other types that don't have that center, but yet you're working in a world of generators. 70% of people are generators.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to burn out because you're not meant to work. You're meant to sit back and be the wise guy. So yes, I've been through burnout. Mm-hmm. I was in a left brain career as a physician and an eye surgeon and work. And I burn out because that's not what I'm meant to do or be. And in fact, even though I've excelled in a left brain world, you know, I got my Ivy League degree. I went to medical school. I graduated with honors. I did this. I did that. I got a bunch of letters behind my name. My circuitry in my spiritual design is mostly a right circuitry. It's an intuitive circuitry. It's a knowing circuitry. And when I started to own that, and it wasn't easy for me to own that because I'm a real doctor and we're not supposed to do things like that.
Right. Yeah. It's got to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when I owned that and started using it to help people, it changed my life and it changed their life too. It changed my life because I knew that I was on purpose. When Lisa came back and said, wait, before we get on, I got to tell you what happened. It was just like, I know I'm in the flow and I'm in the perfect.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I was an eye surgeon doing microsurgery and it was fun and beautiful. And I helped a lot of people see physically. But do you know what it's like when I help people have those spiritual eyes? When I can clear blocks for people when they're not even present and people are like, is that even real? Well, let Lisa tell you stories.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's right?
Because she didn't even know what was happening.
It's but totally then she the came thing. Back and
said, this is what happened.
Yeah. It's absolutely something. So when I think about, you know, leaders in tech, whether they're, you know, board members, frontline managers, individual contributors leading their next project, one of the things I know for sure is that you are recognized and rewarded and compensated for your technical genius, which we'll call left brain, right? We can agree on the where it sits in the brain.
Yes.
And what I know is, what's that?
It's the logical. That's the logical.
Right. And what I know is when people are burning out is you can use your left brain all day, every day, and your muscle grows, right? But the other side of you, you have two sides to your brain, right? That's why I see a lot of folks in tech, they're musicians too. They love music. They like, you know, relaxing, playing the guitar perhaps. And what I notice is when you're too much in your left brain all day, every day, and you're trying to be in relationship with people at work or those that you love, it's a leap. And so one of the things, the reason the decision-making popped in for me so much was when I did my session with Dr. Veronica, the feedback I got was yes or no is really important for me. And I realized, yeah, I'm not doing that all the time, right? I'm not in yes or no land all the time, but yet it's really powerful when I have that clarity. So I started thinking, what caused me to burn out? Did I have a lot of yes or no opportunities? And I believe part of the reason I burnt out was I am a generator. I have this capacity to do work that I love, but I was saying yes to everything, trying to prove myself. And so that yes in that moment really isn't a yes. It's really a no disguised as a yes at this like highest good to try and like just be as smart as or as well respected as, you know, the PhDs from MIT. I went to a state school. I'm never going to have that label behind my name, but I get amazing results. I help people all the time in my own business as well. So being okay with who I am and showing up really in tune with that, I wish I had had your session sooner because I think I would have had, now listen, who knows? But the breakthrough I had was the yes or no, it's really what's driving the yes or no, right? Because a no can lead way to a hell yes, but a hell yes to everything leads to, you know, I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm in the emergency room. So there's real clarity there. And I think one of the things to talk about too is really what is intuition, right? How can people really figure out what matters to them and not what society says? I talk about core desired feelings and how do you want to feel? But Dr. Veronica, I know you got some. Let's just drop it all in here.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about intuition is it's always right when you trust it. And I've done some reading about some of the people that are really admired in the world, in the world for what they've achieved. And a lot of it's technical. And that would be Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos. And if you think about, these are the most valuable companies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask them how they make decisions, and you can all go research this and find their words, they say, I trust my intuition. When I need to make a decision, I trust my intuition. Now, intuition more can mean your decision-making process, which is not necessarily a pro-cons logical. But let me tell you something about that pro-con logical. When you look at people's design, there's actually a piece of your design that says whether or not you're a person that does better with real deep clarity and lists or kind of just an outline. Mm-hmm. So there are people who can do an outline and be able to make a decision that's really good. And that's their decision process. And if they go over to making a list, they're going to mess up. And there's those other people who the very clear list is the way to make the decision. So you have what's called an authority. Your authority is your decision. That person that stands on your shoulder and you listen to them, they're your authority. Your authority is emotional, right? Mm-hmm. And what do we say about emotional authority? When you're emotional, you have these waves up and down. I mean, you feel really high and really low. And the important piece, and it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, because what people think of women are emotional, but men, there's just as many emotional authority men as there are women. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to hold it in and not realizing what it is and feeling bad because they do have those waves of emotion. Right. Those waves of emotion are pieces of information, but you also need to understand that you need to make decisions when you're not in a higher or low of the wave. Mm-hmm. And so you realized, what did you realize about that and your emotions?
Oh, it was like, first of all, I said, I don't have waves of emotion. I was like, that's not me. This report is wrong. Dr. Veronica, you got the wrong thing, right? And then I realized my passion, like my soapbox, my enthusiasm, that's an emotion. And then like my frustration or my dissatisfaction with the status quo, that's an emotion, much less just how well I sleep. Right. And I know my best, I am at my best when I am rested and hydrated. I know this, I know it. And that allows me, I mean, the reason we moved to nature was so we could walk outside and be part of something bigger and remember that instead of living in concrete. Right. So it's not that I didn't know it, but I think it dropped in more to my heart and out of my head because I was logically dismissing things. And I think living in tech and working in tech for so long, we are programmed and rewarded to stay in logic mode. And the beauty comes when you can connect your heart and then take care of yourself. Because man, when I control deleted my life and I went back into tech, I was a way better leader, way better leader. I was more balanced. I was more connected. I was way more human. And it impacted, it had ripple effects like nothing. So yeah, I think I used to look at emotion as a negative thing. So on Myers-Briggs, you have the feelers and the thinkers. My T is really high, right? But I always surrounded myself with people that were high on F, and I found it inconvenient because I had to feel. And then I realized, you know, through all this time in my own journey, not feeling is not living. Not feeling is actually part of, I think, why my weight gain happens. Right. Not expressing and experiencing feelings. You know, people are stressed out and burning out right now. Of course, this, you're going to have feelings.
We also talked about, you talk about your weight, and I pointed out something else in your chart that probably makes why your weight has been a challenge, which was your open root.
My open root, the lack of grounding, right? Yeah. I have an open root.
Oh my gosh. Well, what's the beauty of this? The beauty of this is knowing how to do things based on your particular design. So if somebody has a closed root, it's going to be completely different, the process that you're going to go through to do life. Mm-hmm. And even who you partner with is going to be important. So when we did the design, part of how I do it is not just a simple kind of a left brain reading. I can go through all the things and do that, but more it's because I can go into that quantum physics world and feel intuitively what people need, because I'm considered what's called splenic. That's how I feel it in my body in a quicker than a nanosecond, the answer. I have a right brain download and a left brain upload. A right brain, things drop in, they go up to make it practical. But let me tell you, if for people who are in tech who worship the left brain, I want to let you know that the new science shows that the brain ain't the brain at all. It's really the heart. So you talked about that earlier. You talked about people who are musicians. And when you think about when people are musicians and artists, they are not in their head at all. They're coming from their heart. And we now have, and if you want to know more about this, study heart math. Heart Math Institute talks about this a whole lot with a lot of research, if you like to read that type of research. But guess what? You don't need to know the research because it still works whether you know the research or not. Like we say, gravity is gravity, whether you can explain it or not. Mm-hmm. So understand that we're now understanding that the real driver is the heart and not the brain. And so when people can drop into their heart and understand that other pieces about them are making decisions for them. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some people that So the brain just gets ideas. That's all. That's what the brain does. But the rest of the, you have all these other centers that are, you have Ajna that processes, you have a spleen that it can intuit, you have an identity center, right? I don't have a defined identity center. So I can shape shift a lot. A lot of times people that can't figure out who I am because I can walk in and shape shift. I can walk in a room and anywhere and kind of fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because my identity center is not defined. What does that mean? It means I can pull the energy from the room and kind of figure it out and get into it. With my intuitive defined and my identity not, I can walk into the room and figure it out.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's not how some people are, like you have an open throat. I have a closed throat. You have an open throat. And I said, you're really good at giving people other people's messages, summarizing other people's messages. Think of yourself like the newscaster.
Mm-hmm.
The newscaster has the information and then they put it in a way that the people who are watching can understand, but it's not their information.
Yep. Yeah.
It's other people's information.
Well, honestly,
so a lot of times people hear, oh, I don't have a defined this or I don't have that, or you're this type and I'm not. Mm-hmm. We need all the pieces of the puzzle. Everybody is a piece of the puzzle. And each of us has strengths and conundrums. Why? Because we're meant to come together and work together. So we can look at people's teams and put people together as a team and say, okay, all these people have this, but this piece is missing. So we need to get this piece on the team. So we got to find somebody with that on the team. You can look at your relationships. Just like you were telling me about how you had your husband listen. Mm-hmm. And he's like, your husband was having revelations and he didn't even know. He's like, I'm listening to this crazy stuff. And he's like,
yeah,
now yeah. I know.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. And so what I want to bring home with my ways of putting other people's messages and translating for all of you listening, the key message, the reason I wanted Dr. Veronica to come on today, the key message is this: you're more than your technical skills, right? Your soul and your heart are yearning for things. And if you can find your way to allow yourself to reflect and dream and just listen to those whispers before they become roars, you won't burn out. If you ignore them and you just stay in the land of left brain everything and prioritizing it in that space, it's a high risk of burnout because you're not living a full life and you're not experiencing all that you were born to experience. And so my call to action for you is to really, you know, assess, where are you? Where are you feeling depleted? Where are you feeling a gap? Can you relate to anything of my own example of what we're saying and Dr. Veronica's? Because when you have someone like a Dr. Veronica who's done the Western world piece first, you know, eye surgery people, okay, and then turned it into, you know, what did you call yourself? The karmic surgeon. Here's the thing, right? We all know we can be better with people around us that know things and can share their gifts. And Dr. Veronica's gifts have impacted me. So she's here today to basically raise awareness, give specific examples, and pull through the message for everyone listening that there's more to you than meets the eye. And it's really incumbent upon all of us to get very curious about what that is, right? If we really want to have the impact we want in our lives and with those that we lead and love. And so Dr. Veronica, I guess the final question I have for you is there a question or a process or something we can give them tangible right now? We're going to tell them how to find you, right? But if they're just so inspired right now to take one action, what is your advice to somebody who's like, okay, I get it. I'm curious. I want to know more. What can they do today? What's something tangible they can do right now?
Decide that you are going to listen to you.
Pure and simple. Oh my God. Seriously?
Let me just, I want to, one of the characters I really enjoy watching who's in the tech world is Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has gave his kid this name that we can't even, we're like, well, what is it? Right? And, you know, he'll just say something that you're like, he listens to him.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that's why he's who he is. But realize that besides him listening to him, he has a lot of who's in his world, a who, different who's. And in tech and in medicine, we're taught to figure out how to do something. Mm-hmm. And we think we have to figure it out ourselves. I have to figure out the diagnosis. I have to figure out the code. I have to figure out the answer. And you feel inferior if you don't figure out the answer. But what the really great masters know, it's figuring out who can point the way. So the biggest impact in my life are those people who are the who's. Mm. I had a mentor who, he's the reason I'm an ophthalmologist. He was the chairman of the department. I walked in, he sat me down, and he decided before I walked into office, he was going to have me in his program. I know that now because he later on told me before I got there, because it's destiny. These things are figured out. Yep. He decided it's time And he happened to be an older white Jewish man. I went to Princeton. He went to Princeton too. So we were connecting when I was sitting in his Princeton chair, right?
Yeah.
And I realize now, he's now deceased, that when I look at my life as an intuitive, the man that trained me was absolutely brilliant. And people will say, I think you're brilliant in what you do. How do you know this? How do you do this? But I realized that it was tapping my intuition that allowed me to nanosecond get the right answers and help people.
Yeah.
And so I realize now that I work with ascended masters in the universe. And one of my ascended masters in the universe I work with is the man who was my mentor at one point. You have a spirit, you have guides, you have angels, and you would be silly not to tap them.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk is certainly tapping them. Mm-hmm. If you can't, why do you think he's out there in outer space?
Oh, I remember all the stories of Steve Jobs just taking the I can't even say it, but doing things to get out of body, to get into more, right? There's all these stories all the time.
But you don't have to do.
Yeah, you don't have to do drugs to do it.
Now, there's a lot of these substances, like psilocybin has a lot of research. There's a lot of research on these too. I'm trained in holistic medicine, so I've read this research and been taught about it. But there's many ways that you can get to the answer, to that point of awakening. Okay, so let's just go over that. When people say, well, what does it mean to be awake? So your first thing is victimhood. And when you have in victimhood, everything's out there, out there, out there. You blame everything out there. Nothing is inside of you. And then you get to the point where you realize that you have a measure of control, and that's what we call empowerment. So a lot of people talk about women's empowerment. But the level above empowerment is surrender. Mm-hmm. When you realize that, it's all in here. When I figure out what to do with the in here, things out there change.
Yeah.
We're creating our reality all of the time. And this is the type of stuff that Einstein talked about, which is why I'm excited about it. These theories that Einstein came up with, and a lot of other scientists, even Tesla, and how, if you look at how Tesla did things, he was totally into tapping into the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Elon knows that.
I think we're going to get him we're going to both interview him. We're going to do that. Yeah.
So about figuring out. And, sometimes you ask, like in tech, you have women who are like, why am I a woman in this man's field? And, I go in a place, I was an eye surgeon, and I would joke, I go to conventions and there were 10,000 white men and me. It was like, why am I wrapped this the way I am? Mm-hmm. Why am I who I am?
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe it's so that people will pay attention, because not what you think. When you look at me, you may have a completely different expectation of what you're going to get. It's just like, hey, I'm blonde today. I might be red next month. I don't know. Because I started being me and having fun with it and loving and having fun with it. So the respect method is the first thing you have to do is decide you're going to listen to who? You. But step one is somebody's going to have to show you how to listen to you.
Right.
And that's why I created this respect method. That's why I coach people. That's what people come to me for at this point. When you came, people can have the freebie of the Getting the Human Design. And just from getting the video, it makes you say, oh my God, I learned something.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we can give people for free. They can go on my website, drveronica.com, under the human design section. And at the top, if you click that, I will do your human design, and I do it by hand. And then you'll get a video about your type.
Yeah.
And have a nugget of information about you, just knowing your type and what strategy will work for you, is all of a sudden you're going to start dropping into who you are just from getting that video.
I love that. Yeah. And thank you for that offer, because one of the things I know in tech, you know, everyone knows their Myers-Briggs type. People know their strengths, right? People know, you know, their colors and their DISC profiles and all that. But what we're really talking about, all those are very helpful at work, right? Because we're in our left brain, but we're talking about your heart. We're talking about how you're wired, how you're at your best. Talk about peak performance. So for you to offer that for free, I think is a tremendous gift. And I'll say it again, it's drveronica.com. And then where do they go? Human design. Let's make sure they know where to go.
On my site, on the front page, there's just, you know, some of the things I do. There's it says human design there.
Okay.
And that's where you do that. But I also want to share for people who love to read and study my book.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Yep. Get the respect you deserve.
And I wrote this because a lot of, especially women, but men have this happen too. If you type in Google, how do I get respect? You're going to get a ton of stuff that come up. This is a common problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to, it's so funny because, you know, my Google just went off.
Siri heard you and it Googled it, didn't it?
Yeah. It just, here it is. Right.
It is, yeah.
So there are ways to get respect and make people respect you. You can make people respect you, but you can only do that when you know who you are. And it's not a Myers-Briggs. It's not a DISC. It's not a Colby. It's in who are you as a spiritual being, which is something that is genetic and it's inherited. Mm-hmm. And explore it. What I say, you may think this is completely invalid, but if you've got a scientific brain, you're going to at least see what it is. So out of curiosity, just go.
Exactly. Well, that's why I did it. I was curious. I heard human design and I was like, oh, Dr. Veronica, I love her. I'll go do that. Right. So yeah, I didn't know. Listen, that's how I drop into everything. And honestly, had I not done the other assessments first, I'm not sure I would have leapt as much. And that's just me, how I'm wired. Someone else may never do an assessment, jump right in and, you know, the world opens up. So I'm not here to tell you the order. I am here to tell you that the time I spent with you was phenomenal. And the rest of my loved ones are going to be doing it too. And I am here to say to everyone listening that the advice of listen to yourself, you know, I kind of want to break into song, listen to your heart, right? And we're really talking about get out of your head and into your heart and go listen. And that sometimes is the hardest thing we can do because we're wired to society's expectations, society's definitions. And yeah, name your kid whatever you want. I dyed my hair purple for a while. I pierced my nose. I had never felt more alive, never felt more. And I still had clients and they were like, hey, cool hair. I'm thinking, I spent so long not doing that. So long not doing the simplest things. But boy, when I listened to my heart and I was true to myself, I was on fire. And so I just want to, you know, offer that as we wrap up here. So Veronica at drveronica.com. drveronica.com is the website.
My email, Veronica at drveronica.com. But my website, drveronica.com, drveronica.com. Do I get to tell my song?
You're messing with my flow, lady. Yes, you get to tell your song. So I love her so much. I'm like, by the way, we need a song. And she's like, okay, I got one. So as you know, we have a playlist, everybody. So we're going to add this song because music changes the vibe. And even if you can't hear the song by pushing play, it already shows up in your head the minute you hear about it, and you're going to smile and you might be grooving a little. So yes, Dr. Veronica, when you're feeling low energy, funky, whatever's going on, and you want to raise your vibe, what is your go-to song?
Stevie Wonder, Golden Lady.
Get out of here. And wait, your book has a Golden Lady on it.
Hold on.
You're killing me with this. Okay.
Because just, go, you know, think about him and his heart and his genius writing that music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I never saw myself back when in doctorhood, but in conventional medicine, I didn't see myself as an author. All the people had the journal papers and things right. like that. And this is book number four.
Dude.
Wrote this book for my clients,
mm-hmm.
about my clients. I was realizing something that they were going through. And I was like, I'm saying this all the time. I got to say this to other people.
Right?
Because I heard so much about people. I'm not being in doctorhood. We're not being respected anymore. Mm-hmm. And then for people who are in relationships, I have a client who is in the book, and her boyfriend of 14 years just walked out on her, left her for somebody else. She was devastated.
That happens a lot when people give their life to work. I don't know what your client story is, but I have plenty of clients who are like, my marriage blew up. I don't know my kids, but I'm I got my senior VP title.
She was life to her. Right. So
yeah.
Golden lady. Everybody is a golden lady. Even if you're a guy, you can be a golden guy too. Because I work mostly with women and a few smart men.
Mm-hmm. How lucky are they? Exactly.
Smart men.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to summarize, because we have a lot. We're talking about confidence and clarity. We talked about decision-making, how we're wired. We talked about science, quantum physics. We've talked about respect. We looked at, the knowledge of our heart, where our real brain lies. We've talked about Elon Musk and Bezos and Jobs. We talked about intuition. Heck, we've talked about victimhood, surrender, and empowerment. I mean, we've done so much in such a short time. I just want to pull it home here and say, yes, golden lady. Oh my gosh, Dr. Veronica, you are a golden lady, and you are such a gift to everyone that you support and all those that we're going to touch with this episode. Thank you so much for your time. And everybody today, go listen to yourself, right?
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoy talking and giving and being in my purpose. So being here is part of my purpose, and it feels really good. And people will understand once they get into their purpose, really how it is. And your purpose is not necessarily what job you're doing. So, yeah,
right. And your purpose can change too, can't it?
Yes, yeah. It can.
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone, go listen to yourself, take a journal, take 10 minutes outside, look at the world bigger than you are, and just let that sink in and know that you're loved, you're appreciated and valued, regardless of your technical skills. Right? You are amazing. And we are so grateful for you listening in today. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
That was great content, but let's be honest. If you don't get the support you need and start making changes in your life and work as a leader in tech, you can expect regret and burnout in the near future. Lisa can help you get kick-ass results at work without burning out, so you can be present for the moments that matter to you and your loved ones. Take your first step at rebootwithlisa.com.